Eweis einen Strom, das ein herrliche Flut, bläs wunderbar stille durchs Land, durchs Traletten glänzte wie feurige Glut, wenn ich dieses Wasser bekannt. O Seele, ich bete dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wohin diesen Strom sich nur immer da jubelt und jauchzet das Herz, das nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bete dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar, er schmeckt so lieblich und fein, es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, machet die Unreisten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Wasser des Lebens, das ist diese Flut. Durch Jesum ergießet sie sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut. O Sünde, vergaß er für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wenn dürst, dass er komme und trinke sich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut. Nur wer in den Straume gewaschen sie hat, das Angesicht Gottes und schaut. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Glaube, es fließt für dich. We always keep saying, we used to just sing them songs. But we didn't know what they really meant, eh? Mm-hmm. But now we know exactly what that stream is. It has always been. It's the dawning of time. It's just God is current. It was God is doing, and the hour and time that people are living in, that stream. And then there is everything. And we just happen, by the grace of God, to step into it.
Right.
We're not just playing a game here. We didn't wake up one morning and decide that's what we're going to do. The Lord had to push us into it. And he give us something to talk about. He give us something that has any value. And that's what we're doing. We don't get nothing out of it financially. We don't get paid for doing what we're doing. We're not in it for the fame. We're just doing something that the Lord has moved on us to do. Remember, this was yesterday. He was tossing and turning all night. He got a phone call around 10 o'clock at night. His preacher, how did a preacher ask me a question? He wanted to know who Jesus is. So I said, well, I can only tell you Jesus, but at first I got to tell you who God is. So I tried to explain, and then for about half an hour, I know I wasn't getting anywhere with it. But I knew enough who Jesus is, I know who God is, but what can you do over a phone call at 10 o'clock at night? So I was tossing and turning. I said, Lord, I got all this information. I know what I see. And no platform, nobody to tell it to it. And just woke me up 5 in the morning. Sam, I want you to start this website up. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We got this website up and running, and he brings you on board, and that's how all this came to be. And then he moved on us to do what we're doing here. And we got something to tell people. Just, it's not a very valuable, it's not a very attractive message that we have, because we have to expose all these cults out there, these religiologies, and it's a tough uphill battle, but I know we're right, you know. We've been exposing that hard, I think. It never was nothing. It's not grounded in the apostles and the prophet Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. And then we see how over the years Satan dicks and pieces out of the Bible, you know. There's all things commenting. He just takes a little bit of twists it, you know, just to deceive the people. Yeah, of course the early church, they had all things common and all that. But see, they had the belief structure right. See, that's what the devil misses out. That's what these other right, they miss out. They don't have the proper belief structure. Mm-hmm. They don't believe the message for your day. Mm-hmm. And Satan is behind it all. He knows how to engineer things, mm-hmm, and deceive people. And see, here we're here in these close days of time. Now, you and I, we're exposing all that stuff. It's not a fun thing, but it's something that the Lord has, he's allowed us to see over the years, the truth and the hypocrisy of it. And that's why we're doing what we're doing, because we know we have a truth. We know we have something that the people will need here in these close days to dig through all this hypocrisy that's out here. It's terrible what these preachers out there try to tell the people. See, they were all I didn't know that, but all these Hutterite preachers, they were given that book, the Church Age book, and the seals. I sent it in my dad's cupboard where he had the books, and I found out later on that John Stahl, through that church up in Vancouver, they just sent out a book to each preacher in each colony. Well, why did they do something like it did to you when you received the book, you know, that, mm-hmm, the Church Age book? Why did it do something for them? It just didn't do nothing with it. They know all about it. But see, I guess they didn't want to pay the price, or it didn't fit into their program, I guess. And I thought about that. They were all given the book, just like you and I. When I read it, when I found out about it, oh, man, it was, to me, it was a gold mine. There was not enough devils in hell that's going to stop me. Mm-hmm. And as time went on, I began to realize these songs that the Hutterites are singing, they became alive. They even hijack these songs. They just sing them just for tradition, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But they don't really know what that stream is. Well, that stream, Weisein and Strong, this guy knew what he was talking about. He was tapped into that stream, and he went in and made a book, a song out of it. And see, we thought it works the opposite. We learned these songs, but we didn't know what they mean. And then here, ever since we come to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack, now we know what that stream is. It's, mm-hmm, the message for your day. Mm-hmm. And then without that stream, you can't, it's self-explanatory.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It's so simple. It's so, it's a gold mine, really. And like I say, we don't get paid for doing what we're doing. We're done doing it for fame. We do it because it's the right thing to do. The Lord has given us the insight, and all we're trying to do, the school that He's pulled us through for the last 40 years, practically all our lives, and all we ever wanted to know was the truth. I never did want a job like that. I never wanted to be a preacher and all that stuff, but all I ever wanted was that preacher to be above board, if you know what I'm trying to say, to not be a hypocrite. You just do what's right. That's all I ever wanted from a person. And where are you going to find them? You never to do it for to control people and the different reasons they're doing it. And they did a lot of do it for money.
Yeah, I learned very early on not to trust any preacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're just continuing on with the program. And we know we're right, eh? And shady green pastures, so rich and sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in darkness of the night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all in the night season and all the day long. Though sorrows befall us and evil oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gave the sound. In the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire, away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all in the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire, away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all in the night season and all the day long. Libeshus dar zai vil kalman Hanan kusai dir geirag, Jesus hat dich aufgenommen, eine Jahre dir beirag. Liebe Ishvat na Thy will come and Hanam kusai dir gevan Yezu zat disin gebirzat Online so dear Pirai, Sai will come and Sai will come, Bissur Prune cry, Sai will come and Sai will come, Bissur Prune Shvasta gay in freedom, maidens here in days of sight. Glickum, I'll sigh, dear Peshida, Dadam, so sigh, doch be right. Liebe Shvasta gay in Sagan, maidens here in Bleibe stets auf Gottes Wege, sei zum Leiden doch bereit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Liebe Schwester, sei stets wacker, denk, was du gelobet hast, und trag wie ein guter Racker Früchte für die Ewigkeit. Bleib in allem abgeschieden, lieb nicht mehr die Eitelkeit. Such die Eintracht, such den Frieden, fliehe träg und zieh herein. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur Ruhe Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Bunt sind wir dort vor den Throne, wo die Krone uns bereit, wo uns Jesus Gottes Sohn allerwählig uns befreit. O, dann werde doch nicht müde, hier in dieser Leiden sei. Dort singt ja die Schar der Liebe, Frauen frei von allen allein. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur rauen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur rauen Ewigkeit. Siehe, Freistadt, wir die Seele, die nach Jesus Wunden an, wie die Tau zu Noahs Arche, zu bloß sind und nicht verweilt. Amen, Amen, sei willkommen, allen waren wir bereit. Dir zu wünschen mit den Frommen Friede, Freude, Seligkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. There again, that's the song we always sing. I don't know what you guys did. We sing it at the wedding, you know. And there it was just a song to sing, but it is now in effect. Now it lines up with scripture, whatever, lays whosoever will let him come. Come to where? Come join a colony? Come go live in a cult? It says, come, whosoever will let him come, and partake of the waters of life freely. And that's that stream that you and I are talking about. This here is this message. This here is this stream. And everybody's welcome. It's I will come. Everybody is welcome to come. Only come and believe the message for your day. It started back at Pentecost. And then we keep saying it over and over again. Each church, each had a had an angelic messenger. And we're just continuing on with the program. But the program that was firmly established before the foundation of the world. It's a grace age. And here, we've come right down to the tail end of it, and you and I have been given the mandate, the responsibility, to put it out there in this pure, unadulterated form. It's why we go through all these things. That's why we're telling people all about the hypocrisy. That hundred-right thing, it never was nothing. It was hijacked. Yeah, people back in the And the Martyr's Mirror and the Dark Ages, they were genuine people. And then along comes Martin Luther, and we did try and explain to the best we know how Satan operates. He just, as soon as God does something, he's in there like he's a drug, he's a rebel rouser, and you and I were on top of him. We know his game. We know his game plan that he's doing. All we got to do, we just got to go back and look what he did back in the garden. As soon as God did something, it was a perfect environment. And the Lord allowed the devil to infiltrate it and to come in and deceive that first couple and raise chaos. See, God knows all about that, but he's going to use the devil to test each one of us. And he's testing you and I on a daily basis. What are we going to do with the word? And then we saw the hypocrisy of it all in that colony. You see these preachers, how corrupt they were, and it's all about them and themselves, and we couldn't trust them anymore. And then we had to go seek our own salvation with fear and trembling. And then the Lord was okay with that, because he's going to put us on this journey. He's going to teach us something. He's going to try to take us through his school. And it's exactly what Jesus meant when he said, Heavenly Father, I thank thee that you've hid these things from the wise and the prudent. He's hid his things from these thugs in the pulpit, and he's given it to, hid his things from the world, and reveal them unto babes such as would learn. See, you and I, we saw all the hypocrisy, and we were willing to be taught, and he brought us, he gave you the book, the church's book, and you devoured, and it did something to you, and the same thing with me. He put us on this course, and that's now here the finished product of all this teaching that he took us through for the last 40 years, and we're putting it out thing because it's the only thing that has any value. We're putting the record straight because we're not doing our own thing. We're not doing it for fame. We're not doing it for money because we have nothing to gain by it. The only thing we're doing, Lord, use us for your glory. You've done so much for us. We want to do a little bit for you, and then we made ourselves available, and then, like I say, that happens somewhere along the road of life, you're going to have to at least do something. What are you going to do with the Lord Jesus Christ? And we made ourselves available, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. And we have something that's going to stand the test of time, that's going to go through the turn, because everything we're saying in it is backed up by scriptures. You can go, like the Bereans did, you can go check us out with the scriptures if you have any capacity, or if you have any ambition, and you'll find it to be exactly so. We didn't know all this, but the Lord put us through a school, and he brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham, and we went to the scriptures, and I found it to be exactly so. Then he took us to the ministry of Brother Jackson, and now here we are, they're gone, and we're just doing the finishing touches to the grace age, and the final chapter will be, come and partake of the waters of life freely, whosoever will let him come. Come to where? Come into this here truth. It's not our truth. It's just something that the Lord gave us over the years of searching and going, brought us, dragged us through all this hypocrisy that's out there. We saw right through it. and we did not know part of it. And then the Lord saw you and I faithful, willing and able, and he gave us a truth for this day, and we're telling people exactly the way it needs to be said. We're giving people the olive branch, we're giving them an extra drought out of this hell that's coming. This thing is the day of the Lord, is just ahead of us here. Here in the next, within the next 3 years, all these things that talks about in Matthew 24, it's all going to happen here in our generation. And all we're doing, we're giving people an olive branch, we're giving people an escape route. But it's no good to give it to people if they don't want it. We can only put it out there, and we're doing our level best to try to make it as available as anything. I don't know what else we could do. He has sounded forth the trump, that shall never come retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer, be jubilant, my feet. God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, his truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Yeah, that's the problem with people. We did not much on with truth. I knew that John Stahl, he's the one that sent all his books to his college, and he tried his level best to introduce me to the message, but the more he tried, the more I got turned off from him. He's trying to push it down the truth, you know. He was very pushy about it. But he had a revelation. He knew that God sent the prophet. But see, he tried to help me out, and but then when the shoe was on the other foot, and I tried to tell him about Brother Jackson, he couldn't believe it, because he was so brainwashed that Brother Jackson was a blackbird. He didn't even as much as look at it, and then because he refused to move on, see, the truth keeps marching on. There was a time when Brother Venom had his hour. But in 1965, the Lord took him off the scene. He's done. His work was done. It's just that simple. The chapter for William Branham was done in 1965, December there, and then the Lord began to go on into another frequency, into another chapter, and he brought Brother Jackson on the scene, and they see these people that refuse to move on with Brother Jackson, then they just became a casualty along the road of life. That's what happens when you don't move mm-hmm. on. The truth is marching on, and it's up to you and I to march on with the truth. And that's what we're doing. That's why there came a day when I was done with the Branhamites, and the Lord moved me to Brother Jackson. And then there came a day when the Lord took Brother Jackson off the scene. And then you shift gears. He can't tell me on in truth. And then you and I saw the hypocrisy. We saw what these people are doing, that they're twisting everything up, and we see exactly how the devil works. See, the devil, when God does something, when God moves on, the devil, he's right there to pick up the pieces and to try to pervert it. That's exactly what happened when the Lord took Brother Branham off the scene, like we told you about these Branhamites, how they refused to move on and to further revelation, and therefore they became stagnant, all these Branhamites out there, they evolved into just simply synagogues of Satan. Mm-hmm. That's all what happens when the devil takes over. God is moving on, and if you and I, we not move with it, then we just become another synagogue of Satan. That's why we put so much effort in to stay connected to the truth for our day. Like I say, when Brother Jackson went off the scene, we were sitting there, oh man, what a confused picture. All of a sudden, there's Alan come out. We're in the third day. It didn't start. It just started slowly. But see, it took us a year, two, three, it took me 3 years to realize what that guy's up to. And then he comes out, finally comes out, tells, we're in the third day. Well, anybody that has any grade one thing about spiritual things knows we're not in the third day, because the third day is the millennium. There's the third day, that's the third 2,000 years. And the first 2 days is the 2,000 years of grace age. And mm-hmm. then the third day is just exactly what Hosea said. After 2 days he'll revive us, and the third day he'll raise us up. The third day is the millennium. But before, after 2 days, there comes in the week of Daniel, and then once the week of Daniel is done, then you're in the third day. You can't be in the third day when you haven't even finished the week of Daniel. And see, he's trying to tell people that we're sitting under the Brother Jackson for 40 years, that we're in the third day. Well, I didn't fly with you and I, because we're not robots. He's not going to tell us a bunch of garbage. And then we realize we can't trust it. Ellen and Bud, because they come out with some strange teaching. Mm-hmm. But yesterday what we did, we exposed the Brennamite. We exposed that Eddie Bisco, he's just a con artist. He's just sent in by the devil to do exactly what Jacobuter did back in the days of Martin Luther. He's sent in by the devils to mess up the picture, he's driven by an antichrist spirit. They should have just stayed with Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith, and they would have walked. And they had more freedom and liberty. But what does Jacobuter do? He drags them back into this legalistic garbage, this dark age thing where you have to do this, you have to do that. Completely the opposite of what the just shall live by faith. And here is Satan, he's up to his old tricks again. As soon as Brother Branham leaves the scene, in comes Satan, and he raises up all these phonies, these wannabes, Eddie Biskell and Hildebrandt and Barry Green and all these phonies trying to be the successor to Brother Jackson, who painted the picture out yesterday just as clear as we know how to. And here they come, and
doctrine.
That's what that whole Brennamite movement is.
Doctrinal wise, I don't really even know what they believe, because it almost seems like it's all about carnality.
Mm-hmm.
If Brother Brenham is going to be resurrected and all that stuff, you know, that's all carnality. It's not even about the doctrines of the Bible, you know. I really can't really even say what they really believe in.
Amen.
in that aspect.
But anyway, we just want to kind of we need a scripture, like a what you would call a springboard, a foundation. And Peter said, that's in Mark chapter 10, verse 28. He was telling about all these things. And then Peter began to say unto him, we have left all and followed thee. Then Sam began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and followed thee. Let's bring it down into today's language. You just see about Peter, it's just a historic figure. We got to bring it down in today's hour, in today's language. And Sam and Lorraine, they went to ask Jesus, like pretending you were living back there, but you're not living back there. You're living here, and there are situations arise. There's people that have left everything. They've caused them to rise, and here, say, here's Sam and Lorraine. And then Sam and Lorraine began to say unto him, we have left all and have followed thee. That's all. That's why we're on this journey we're on. Because we left it all. Mm-hmm. We left it all behind for the sake of Christ, for the sake of truth, because we saw the hypocrisy in that garbage. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, he's saying that to you and me now. We're not playing the game. There is no man, no woman, nobody, because God is faithful. There is no man that had left houses, or brethren, or sisters, or fathers, or mother, or wife, or children, or land, for my sake and the gospel's, for the sake of truth. You and I, we're on this journey simply because of truth. That's it. That's our driving force. If you weren't interested in the things of God, we wouldn't be hanging out together. The only reason we're hanging out together, you had the same interest that I had. You walked away with nothing. I walked away with nothing. And somewhere along the road of life, the Lord saw us. I didn't even know you prior to 2005. I didn't know you even existed. But see, the Lord knew you because he'd been working for you all forever and a day. And prepared you for the hour we're now living in. And then somehow our paths crossed. And I began to see you got the same interest and that I have, and you were willing to walk away from everything with nothing. It's just that's all I wanted for my girls. Like, I got two daughters, and that's what I wanted for them. But they I can't tell people what to do. That they decided they want to go down that marriage path. Well, you denied yourself all that. You didn't want no part of it. You want to see what Jesus had for you, and that's why we can truly say, No man having left all that. You left that in the dust. It's in your rear view mirror. You don't even have you want to move on in God. That's basically the bottom line. It's and for my sake and the gospel's. That he shall receive 100-fold. We have truly received more than 100-fold. We've got a house second to none. We got each other. That we got a genuine, true, sisters and brothers, somebody that you know at the end of the day, we seek each other's best interest. At the end of the day, we know I'm not going to get stabbed in the back. And then, because it's something that the Lord set up. We didn't set this thing up. The Lord of, the God of heaven set this up, and that's why it means, but he shall receive 100-fold now and this time. Look how good he's been. We left all the property back there. Let them have it, and we walked away with nothing. Worked there for 40 years of my life, and didn't think about getting something from it. And here the Lord gives us a house, he gives us a car, when we were trucking, he gives us a brand new truck, like beyond even comprehension. All you gotta do sometimes is stop and say, Lord, you've been so good to us, right? Because we walked away from all that wealth, and then here he gave us 100-fold, but he shall receive 100-fold. 100-fold, that doesn't mean he's going to give you 100 houses. I used to think that way. He's going to give you a house where you're going to be safe. You're going to be everything will be fit the bill. We got a garage. We got to get a little room for a little garden out back. And it's just all that you and I need for daily living. We don't need a mansion. We just need something that the Lord gives you. When it really, and when you analyze, it's 100-fold. It's everything is here that you need for daily living. It's just the two of us, and we got two bedrooms, and we got a kitchen, and we got a living room, and there's a basement, and there's a garage, and there's a place for garden out back. 100-fold. That's what Jesus meant. He's going to give you something that you're going to be satisfied with. Just that simple. And you give us brothers and sisters, and you'll probably bring more people in. Who knows what's up the road here? With persecution. I tell you, yesterday, we've been persecuted ever since you and I got together. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it started. Oh, yikes. I should send you. You wouldn't want to read the emails that we got from the family. And, oh, yikes. But see, that's all part of the program, because it says here, he give it to you with persecutions. And the world to come, eternal life. We got eternal life to look forward to. And that's why we're on the journey. But today I want to expose these people, like we've been exposing these Hutterites. We've been exposing the Society of the Brethren. We've been exposing the Amish. We've been exposing all these cults. They're all they do is evolve into synagogues of Satan, and people, they're so deceived by it, they don't even bother taking a look at things. Go to the scripture, like the Bereans. The Bereans went to look to the scriptures to see if it is so. Well, you and I, we did the same thing. We found out that these other preachers, they're nothing but phonies. They're hypocrites. We can't believe a word they're saying. And then we found out we got to seek our own salvation with fear and trembling. And that's what we've done. And then now the Lord has saw the desire in our heart. He saw what we're about. And he gave us this here mandate to continue on with the program after Brother Jackson left. And then he gave us the insight and to tell us and know what's going on with these Jacksonite preachers. They're just as bad as the Brethrenite. They refuse to move on, and they're not going to believe one word we're saying. Just like the Brenham, I did not believe one word Brother Jackson said. He as much as mentioned Brother Jackson, you're the house here. They won't even let you stay in their house overnight. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have nothing to do with you. They treat you like you got some kind of a plague or some kind of incurable disease, and that's just the way they treat you. That's the same way that the Jacksonite, the so-called preacher, the Relaforts and the Fred Corby, that's the way they'll treat us now. They got us in the house. Simply because we're moving on, and they're not moving on, but you and I, we've moved on and to deeper waters. Is exactly what the Lord told us to do, to set up this program, this platform. That's our mandate from the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to expose them what kind of spirit they're off, and let's just be given our mandate. Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for this another day of life. Most of all, Lord, we just want to thank you for your word, that you've allowed us to see what's going on here in these closing days of time, so we can let people know the danger that's out there, Lord. But you've kept us sober. You've kept us on top of things. You've allowed us, given us the understanding what's been going on over the centuries, Lord, over the last 2,000 years. But there's been a way that we can ground ourselves. You've given us here in the end time the church here to Laodicea. You've given us a prophet, Malachi 4, and once we heard about it, we embraced it with a passion, and we won't let nothing get in between us. And then you brought it to the ministry of Brother Jackson, and then the truth keeps marching on, and you took the servant away, and then you allowed us to see the hypocrisy and all these so-called preachers out there just playing the game, and we saw right through them how each one of them is doing the wrong thing now. Lord, You just kept us by your grace. You kept us faithful and true. And you just given us this mandate to continue on with the program, Lord. And that's all we're doing, Lord. We're just about the Father's business, Lord. We just pray for grace that we'll be able to say things in such a manner, Lord, that people will, those that are designed for eternal life, that they'll be able to come on board and get that, get prepare themselves for that escape route. That's for the day of the Lord. And we just pray, Lord, you'll just help us to say the things in the right way, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people. Let them, because if you don't open their hearts and their understanding, Lord, all we're doing, we're just beating our gums together. It takes you to get that increase. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Just like I say, we have to expose young fruitful works of darkness. Now we're exposed to Yesterday we exposed that Brenham. We exposed the Eddie Bischoffs of this world. All the people would have had to do was accept the battle that God had chosen to the successor of William Brenham. He said, come on, sit, just like you and I did. We came and sat under the feet of Brother Raymond M. Jackson, and he was here for 40 years, and they preached for 40 years, and we found out about it, and we'd be doing exactly what it says over in Malachi 3. We'll be going in like these fatted calves. You and I have been fed spiritually through the ministry of Brother Raymond M. Jackson and all these Brenham. They were deprived of it. But people like Eddie Bischoff and John Stoltz of his word, make sure people don't go near this gold mine, really. Mm-hmm. But behind this is the spirit of Satan, keeping people away from the truth of the matter. And here again, after Brother Jackson left, like we were saying the other day, and all along we were sitting here, we wondered, what's all this confusion is about? Where did they get this teaching from? And then we were listening. We had disconnected ourselves from James Allen, from Faith Assembly, and then that split came in, and then we would listen to Fred Corby from New Brunswick. Well, one night we were out on our way to California, with a load of freight, and we stopped in Wells, Nevada, and before I went to bed, we listened to a message from Fred Corby, and I had a horrible, I don't think I've ever had such a nightmare, and I got up around 5 to start driving, and I was shaking like a leaf. I've never had such a nightmare in my entire life, and I drive down the road, and then you woke up a little bit later, and I told you, I had a horrible nightmare. And then we compared notes, and it was simply because we were listening to Fred. what the Lord was doing. He was warning us, stay away from these people. Mm-hmm. Don't go near them. That's why we had that nightmare. What the Lord warning us. Don't keep listening to these, because the Lord had already warned me what they'll become. He had already given me the dream about the minefields. Mm-hmm. What they're going to do now with the ministry of Brother Branham, or with the ministry of Brother Jackson, they're going to turn it into a minefield. A minefield is something, you don't go near a minefield because it'll blow you to smithereens. And I didn't take it that serious, so we're listening to Fred. We're going close to that minefield, and I tell you, I got a nightmare. It took me till about 3 hours to kind of settle down. It wasn't until I told you about it, and you told me you had the same nightmare. A horrible thing. And then once we got together and we started talking about it, we realized it because we had gone too close to that minefield. The Lord had given me the dream about the minefield. How they're going to do everything they can to turn Brother, the ministry of Brother Raven and Jack into minefield. And exactly when he analyzed it, that's exactly what Alan did. He came along and he took what Brother Jackson preached off for 40 years. All of a sudden, we're in the third day. Well, he told us. But the third day, they told us the third day is the millennium. And here they come out, just as soon as Brother Jackson goes off the scene, and here they come out, wanting to be the successors, want to see if they want to preach about more revelation. All they know, they're getting revelation, all right, but they're getting it from Satan. Mm-hmm. The things that Fred has, it's not even fit for a doctorate. It's such a confusing picture. He's got all these charts, but see, we're God has a channel that he works through. He chose to work through you and I. Well, I don't like to say these things, but it's the truth, because he found you and I faithful to continue on with the program. If he does, he wouldn't have shown me what happened, what happened back in the days of Martin Luther. Mm-hmm. God showed us how Jacob Luther and these zealots and these religious people came in to mess up the picture that God had given Martin Luther, the revelation to just shall live by faith and single-handedly. He put that whole Roman Catholic system out of business. And here comes along, Satan comes along, like I keep saying, he's not going to take that sitting down. He comes in, he brings Jacob Luther, he brings Andreas Enterprise, he brings Peter Riedemann, he brings all these stuff, he brings in these Zwinglis, and all they are, they're a bunch of antichrist that Satan has found out, and they probably did a better job than Martin Luther ever thought of doing. But see what they have, now you see the results of it. Now you see the end product. It's just a pile of garbage. That's why we say that how the right thing never was nothing, it'll never be nothing. It's just a form of God. It's just Satan's counterfeit, because Satan does that. He thinks he can do better than God, and he brings in his counterfeit, but there's nothing in it. At the end of the day, it's only going to go right into destruction, because at the end of the day, if you're not in this here truth that we're telling you, the rest is going to go out to destruction. Babylon is fallen. That's all part of that Babylon. You know what I'm trying to say? Babylon is falling, is falling, is falling. And the week of Daniel, at the end of the week of Daniel, there'll be nothing left of these religious systems. That whole, how do I think, that whole Amish thing, everything is going to disintegrate into nothing. It's either going to go into the World Council of Churches, or you're going to go into the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's a very critical time that you and I are living in, or the whole human race. But see, they're clueless, because the churches of America have deceived the people because they rejected the truth. See, you and I, when we heard about the truth, heard about Brother Branham, we embraced it with a passion. Then we heard about Brother Jackson, and we put all our effort to listen to what he had to say. And then, like I say, the Lord found you and I faithful to continue on with the program. Anything outside of that, you can't even trust these preachers anymore. Like these people, like the Relifers of this world, and the James Ellen of this world, the Fred Corbys of this, all these people that were sitting under the umbrella of Brother Jackson, you can't trust them, because what they're going to do, they're doing exactly what I saw in that dream. They're going to make minefields out of everything Brother Jackson, and they're going to work overtime to destroy everything that Brother Jackson ever taught. And if it wasn't for you and I to keep a handle on the truth that's been given to the church here to live to see, there wouldn't be nothing left, because behind it is the spirit of Satan. These people probably mean well. I think Fred means well. I think Relevant means well. But see, they're not, they're, somewhere along the line, there's something in their life that God could not use. He didn't. Probably that's the foundation here. They have not willing to leave everything. That's the foundation. If you're not willing to give up everything and leave everything for the sake of Christ and the gospel, for the sake of truth, then somewhere along the road of life, you're going to mess up. And you're going to take a detour, and you're going to do exactly what that dream said. You're going to make a minefield, and you're going to try to destroy everything that Brother Jackson ever taught. And if you sit back, like I don't listen to him anymore, but back in the day when I did, after I had that nightmare of a dream, I couldn't listen to him anymore because it was the Lord warning me. I told you to stay away from their minefields. And all we're doing now, we're just bringing out this here truth here in these closing days of time, and that's the only thing that left, the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. This is the only place where you're going to hear us say, that the baptism in Jesus' name is served, its purpose is over, done with. Now there's only one thing left, the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Just that simple.
Okay, it says that Satan, he disguises himself, he can disguise himself, and he comes in, and Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. And you can see throughout the grace age for the last 2,000 years what he's been up to. See, when you can understand his ways and you can understand what's been going on, and you can see in the early church he started coming in, and he started, the first thing he was after the Godhead, because he knew once that is taken from people, they have no idea what they believe, you know. Mm-hmm. He wants to take that away from people. And the same way here, when Brother Jackson went off the scene, that angel of light, Satan, came in with all kinds of false teachings and false doctrine. And I was like, I was sitting here, and I could see the things that I have been taught from Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson were starting to get my vision was starting to get very foggy. And I was like literally scared. And that's what the Antichrist does. It comes in with all kinds of different views. And that messes up that picture, so you don't even know what you believe anymore. And it takes that away if you do not separate yourself from that. And that's one of the scriptures that the Lord gave me. Withdraw from those that do not hold on to the doctrine that you have been taught. Because what's going to happen, you're just going to be swept away with that tide of deception. And then the devil, what the devil was after in the early church was the Godhead. But here he was using the third day, we're after 2 day, the time frame of when all these things are going to come about. And because he doesn't want to know people, he doesn't want people to know where we are in time. Mm-hmm. He wants to deceive people. Oh, there's still lots of time. People nowadays, like in this movement, in the Brenhamite movement, they have totally no idea. See, their picture was totally cut off when Brother Brenham left the sea. So they came as far as 1965. Mm-hmm. And that's as far as they come in their revelation. And they just stopped. Because Brother Jackson moved on and with the truth. And the same way with those that sat under the ministry of Brother Jackson. When Brother Jackson went off the scene and those false teachings came up, our thing is to stay sober and vigilant, because there is an adversary out there, the Antichrist spirit, and all these things that come in to try to take away what God has done. That's exactly what he did in the early church, and that's what he did here, and that was our If you don't know what you believe, that's why Brother Jackson always said, know what you believe and know why you believe it. Because if you don't know what you believe, you're going to be swept away with that deception. And that's one thing that Brother Brenham said to Brother Jackson when he before he left the scene. And like he said, there's something fixing to happen, so he said. But when it does, you stay with the word. And that's exactly what we had to do when Brother Jackson left the scene and these false doctrines started to come up. We had to stay with the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? And it didn't say that we're in the third day. It didn't say we're after 2 days and the midnight cry hasn't happened yet. And the cutoff for the Jews was in 56, 53, whenever they have it. And we don't even know like what they're teaching now, because we stopped listening to them because like you said, we had such a nightmare when it came to listening to Fred Cormier, because like you said, we went close to that minefield and we went close to something that could take away what we have been taught, the doctrines that we have been taught. And we had to make sure we separate ourselves so we don't get destroyed in that. And like it was a very crucial hour, and that's really what happens. Like when God moves on, and people find it hard to move on, and then they just sit there and they just continue being deceived. If you don't move on, if you don't flow with that river, that stream of life, and that the deception just sweeps you away, and it is so deceptive. You have no idea. For people that have never been in the truth for their day and hour, like if they're just going to denomination, they will not understand a lot of things that we're talking about, because these denominations are just deceivers in itself. But when you've been part of the truth and ministry for your day and hour, like Brother Jackson, you realize what the devil, that's what the devil is attacking, because he knows that's where the truth is at. That's why he wants people to make sure that nobody gets too close to us, because he knows that's where the truth is at, because we're just continuing, moving on where Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson have done, to continue marching with that truth and march on with it. And we're just letting people know what really happened and what the devil is up to and what his tactics are.
Amen to that. Like I say, as soon as God is done with Brother Brennan, in came the devil with all these wannabes with the Perry Greens. And then the same thing happened when he was done with Raymond M. Jackson. One of the first things he gave me, in fact, Brother Jackson was here already, where the Lord had given me the revelation of that midnight cry when he gave me the time frame we're living in. Now, we can take it right down to the day. We can tell you exactly by the grace of God, because God, when God took Brother Jackson off the sea, that angel is still here. That angel stayed here, and revelation will continue. And then all the Lord needed to do was give me the revelation of that midnight cry, and then you and I, we can put it down there exactly right to the day. That's why we see the magic number is October the 15th, 2021. That was the end of the grace age. That was the end of the seventh seal. And see, the Jacksonite, they got it confused now. When he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for the space about heaven. But they mixed in there, when he had opened the seventh seal, seven thunders uttered their voice. And see what Brother Jackson did many times, he set a trap for these wannabes. And they don't even know that there's a trap being set. The seven thunders happened back in 1963 when Brother Brennan went down to Jeffersonville to preach the seventh seal. And the sixth is the revelation of the sixth seal. That's when these thunder sounded. They're not going to thunder anymore. And then see, you, the Lord give you and I the revelation of what's going on. He gave us the revelation of the time we're living in. He gave us the revelation of the midnight cry. He gave us the revelation of the thunder. He gave us the revelation of the seventh seal. See, the truth is marching on. And we just happen to be two nobodies down here these closing days to tell people the truth of the matter, to tell people exactly where we are in time. We're only under 3 years before the Lord shuts the devils down. The devil 6,000 years is going to be up here. He give us exactly that midnight cry. We know exactly where we are in time, right to the day. 1,260 days from October the 15th. That's the middle of the week. And then you got 42 months at the end of it. Then there is no more Satan, I think, I don't care how many people teach differently. This is via the scriptures. Just that simple. We're just telling people the truth. And these people that were sitting under Brother Jackson, they're even worse than the people that were sitting under Brother Branham. Because they're not going to listen to one word we're saying, yet we do know we're just contending on with the truth, because the truth is marching on, and if we don't march on with it, we'll be left out in the cold, just like that John Stahl worked all his life to try to talk about Brother Brennan, but he refused to move on into Brother Jackson, and then he lost it all. His family's all confused. He lost his daughter and home. Man, what a mess. Simply because he didn't move on. That's why you and I, we're doing all our effort, but then all of us are just continue on, because the truth keeps marching on. And if you and I, we don't march with it, we'll just be another casualty along the road of life, just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we just want people to understand that the truth has always been marching on, but there's always like a condition, like take up your cross and follow me. And it really, at the end of the day, it's really what people are willing to sacrifice. If they're willing to give it all up for the sake of Christ and the gospel, and you will surely lead them on into all truth, Lord. But a lot of people are not willing to give up anything, and then they just stay where they are. So we just realize that there are conditions to things in your word that you give to people. So we would just want to present it to people, what you've done in this hour, and what the deception is out there. We just give you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.